I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to break you off with last week's Patreon episode, which we felt was important and strong enough that it needed to be shared with everybody. So obviously our patrons got it first, but today we are giving it to everyone. Seif had a last-minute trip to go to London with Dave Chappelle. I don't know if you know this, but Seif is friends with Dave Chappelle and used to DJ for Little Kim. So Seif will be back in a couple of days, and we will do a new episode, and we will talk about the late, great Tame One and Hurricane G. So don't worry. We're going to do all that. But in the meantime, before Seif gets back from London, here is our Patreon episode. Hope you enjoy, and if you dig it, you want episodes like this every week, go to patreon.com/oneepislife. And to you patrons, you'll get something else later this week. Enjoy.
Yo, son!
One Ep is Life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
It is!
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw. Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Seif Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One Ep is Life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One Ep is
Life.
Whoa,
what is this? Oh, I'm so sorry. Did something happen that was strange?
You got some new shit?
Good morning.
What?
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
What is this? What is this? I want this.
It's that you probably have it waiting in that box from you. It's the sound effects on the new Rodecaster.
I want this.
Yeah, the sound effects are pretty tight.
Oh, I can finally do all those creepy calls I wanted to do to call women.
Yeah, sure you can. And you know what else I can do? I can finally introduce the character I've been waiting to show the world. You know which character I mean?
Which character?
The Mad Podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ask me questions, for example. Go ahead.
Like, what do you think the best hip-hop podcast is?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. No one gives credit to the real best hip-hop podcast.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Juan Epstein. That was the original.
Juan Epstein.
All these other
dick riders. You're talking about the guys with the horrible marketing.
Yes, those ones. Or maybe this...
Maybe this is the better voice for me to talk about my hate. Listen, yeah. I invented Joe Budden. There's no Joe Budden without me. I set the blueprint for Rory. There was no cool white boyfriend on a hip-hop show before me. I'm the one!
That's right. So here's the deal. Welcome to the Patreon episode of One Ep is Life, but also what we're now calling emergency episodes.
This is a new thing now.
There's something going on. There's something in the water.
Yeah, it's called raging anti-Semitism.
As I walk down the street last night, I see some people. I go, uh-oh, emergency episode. One app emergency episode. So here's the deal. First of all, me and my friend Peter Rosenberg last night did Math Hoffa podcast.
We did.
Did not go the way I wanted it to go.
It didn't?
No.
Why? It was fun.
No. It went great. It was a fucking great time. But it didn't go the way I wanted it to go because, first of all, we started off with Takeoff. So that just put us in a zone of rest in peace, rappers killing each other, rappers dying. It, you know, it turned into that whole conversation, which is like, no, social media is to blame. No, this is to blame. Rappers are too accessible. You know, we can't even list, who was the last one to die? We don't even remember. We're getting desensitized. So that was the way it started. And then it turned into more of a, it was a lot of talk about radio DJs playing records, a lot of payola talk, which was very interesting, but it was not the angle I was shooting for when we went up there. But first of all, Math Hoffa, great. Mecca, great. The guy Champ that was there was super cool. So anyway, doing that show made me late to the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, no.
But it was all good. It all worked out. The show actually started a little late. It actually worked out. It was just a little bit late. Then we hung out for a while. A bunch of comics were just sitting around sad about this guy, Steve, Big Steve King, that he was a bouncer at the Cellar. There's the fucking coolest dude ever. Passed away yesterday, and we're just all super sad about it. You know what's so funny? I never do this. I broke down on Instagram, and I was actually, crying a little. And
you cried? Yeah, so you're getting really deep into Instagram if you're now crying.
I was like, fuck it, man. This is real. And the point was I wanted to... there was a GoFundMe created for his family and his family's two kids and his wife, and they're always at the Cellar. Really nice people. I've given his kids so much loose clothes that I had, and they really nice. His wife is super nice. And I wanted to see if I could help contribute to their GoFundMe. And the shit is that's at 94,000 right now.
So that may be in part because of your tears.
My tears are worth money, baby. So if you could go to the link in my Instagram, and if you could, any little bit helps. For I'm telling you, a great guy, man. That has nothing else. His whole income was at the Comedy Cellar, and he was family. Anyway, sitting there talking with all these comics, so I stayed later than I wanted to. Perfect timing for me to walk out of the Comedy Cellar, down the street, past the Village Underground, which is across the street from the Blue Note. Blue Note, famous jazz club. Robert Glasper's at the Blue Note all month long, doing a whole month residency. He has a bunch of different people popping in and out, guest musicians, guest rappers. Last night, guest rapper was the one and only Grand Poobah from legendary hip-hop group Brand Nubian. And I tell you, I never run into Grand Poobah. And I'm telling you right now, Grand Poobah, Lord Jamal, Sadat X, Brand Nubian is a big influence in my early days. It's how I became a 5%er. How they introduced me to that whole world. Blah, blah, blah. They mean a lot to me. Now, this is going to be some tough medicine for you to take today because I need to ask you some questions.
Okay.
If you didn't listen to the regular Juan Epp episode, we talked about Grand Poobah posting a picture with Kanye saying the term. What was the phrase?
It was something like ain't shit change or... still the same, or I don't know.
If you don't know what's going on, Rosenberg comments with an in caps unfollow.
Yep.
So now I run into Grand Poobah, who was with Lord Jamar, and he just walks over to me laugh. And I said, I know exactly where this is going. Here's how I operate, and I need to understand how you operate. I ask him about the sitch. Poobah says, I didn't say nothing. He said that. My fans lit him up. Then Jamar was like, nah, I spoke to your man. He unfollows, but then he comes back and hits me on the DMs. Why the fuck is he unfollowing? How does he know what's going on if he unfollowed?
What, Jamar said this?
Jamar said that.
I don't think I even followed Jamar, though. I unfollowed Poobah, not Jamar.
But your conversation with Jamar started in Poobah's comments.
Yes, correct. And then I DM'd him.
But you had already unfollowed Poobah.
Yeah, I said unfollow. I'm a man of my word.
Which means you went back and checked.
Of course, because I saw how many people were coming at me.
How did you know they were coming at you? Because you would get notifications?
No, I hear what you're saying. Because I wrote unfollow. And in theory,
right?
And
if you unfollowed. Why are you back on?
Yeah, because I knew. Because I mean, to be totally honest, I knew it would cause shit. I wanted to see how bad the shit would be.
Okay. So these are the questions I have for you. So he says, why is your man back on there if he unfollowed?
Fair point.
Good question.
Fair point.
Good question. And then he said, then we DM'd and I told him to, you, apparently you said to Lord Jamar, I see you back on your bullshit.
Yeah.
I see you back on your bullshit. And then he said, yo, tell him to come to my podcast. So here's what I did. I jump in, I say, yeah, I made a video about Kanye, and I think, you know, he's in need of some mental health help. Jamar's like, nah, y'all always trying to call these motherfuckers crazy when they make good points, and everything is about mental health because you trying to knock down, da, 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 da. I said, Kanye could be making excellent points. Kanye can be a creative genius, but also need mental health.
That's a great, great way of putting it. Sure.
Nah, fuck that. That's how they put us in a box. Then he said, y'all motherfuckers ain't no medical doctors. I said, well, for what Kanye needs, it's not even a medical doctor that's needed. So your point is also moot. And then he's like, yo, Rosenberg's not even one of them type of Jews, man. He probably eats pork. And I yelled, no, he also sets up a Christmas tree every once in a while.
Well, with my ex-wife, I did. Excuse me. I don't know if you know this. I'm divorced.
Yeah.
I do not do it anymore. I used to carry. I think my ex-wife used to get off on watching me carry the Christmas tree down the street.
I like how Jesus carried the cross.
I think that's I'm not kidding. I think she was like, look at this guy carrying this tree. Hurry up.
So I go from Kanye's connection to Dave Chappelle, I have a little bit more of personal insight. And there is some kind of medication, diagnosis, all that type of shit. I said, yo, Kanye could be making the greatest points ever, but it's also scattered brain, which is sometimes the symptom of these mental illnesses. Not taking nothing away from Kanye. I still, to this day, love Kanye. I love his music. I love everything he's done. Not everything he's done, but I'm still a fan of Kanye West, the musician and the fashion designer. All this shit lately is wild to me, but it's not going to ever take away from how I love the song Crack Music. So he goes, nah, they try to put us in a box. And then he said, maybe he's one of those savants. You know how they geniuses, but they kind of weird. In my mind, I go, yeah, but also maybe those savants back in the day before there was mental health
remedies?
Yeah. Maybe we had a word for that. It was called a savant, but maybe also back then it was undiagnosed mental illness. Now here's where Cypher Sounds comes in. I'm going to stop arguing with two of my heroes from a legendary group that I grew up on because this is not my issue. I don't care about Kanye West. I don't care about his rants and his... And I'm not taking sides here because one day when this all dies down, I want to be able to interview or talk to Grand Pooh by Lord Jamal Sadat-X. I don't want to have these issues where they go, nah, I don't fuck
don't
with him.
Don't include Sadat-X in this nonsense, but keep going.
Because, whatever, Brand Nubian. If they have a Brand Nubian reunion tour, I want to go. So, the same way I don't care about Kanye West's rants and what he's doing politically or in the media as far as, like, talking bad about groups of people, whatever, I would still go to a Kanye West concert. I'm a fan of his music and his art. So I leave it alone. I go, hey, you got your opinion. I got mine. I'm just telling you, you know, I'll relay the message to Rosenberg that maybe he should do your podcast. So the same way that Jamar, it was mostly Jamar, but Pooh Bah was, you know, still there. The same way they have their opinions and maybe also might be anti-Semitic, and Ye has these anti-Semitic remarks, I bet you a lot of people I know are anti-Semitic.
Why do you think so many people are quiet on this? Because they generally agree.
But also, that's one topic that I do not agree with as your philosophy or as your thought pattern or anything. But I could still like your art, and I could still like you as a person. But that's also with racist. You could be racist towards Latinos. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I pick and choose where I would deal with these people. But it, you know what I mean?
It doesn't mean you can't have any interaction. They may not, if they hold views that are insane, they may not ever make it to your innermost circle, but that doesn't mean you can't have a relationship.
But I also know that I don't know how they got to these conclusions.
And when we had the conversation with Jamar the first time, it was clear that a lot of it was based on made up, inaccurate assumptions.
Right, about you. But then also there's a, like, so now, okay. So my whole point of all of this is to get to you. Now, why get mad at Poobah and write unfollow and take this stance because he's taking a stance? What is it that you need to do? What is your goal here? You're defending all the Jews of the world? It offends you?
In that moment, I'm not looking for anything. I'm not seeking anything out. I just followed Poobah on IG. And I see he decided in that moment to just throw up a random, arbitrary, yo, Kanye West is my man. I immediately view that as, if you're asserting to the world right now that Kanye is your man, to me, and I could be wrong, I take that as I am publicly saying I take no issue with the shit that he's saying. That's how I take it.
You're taking that as he's anti-Semitic?
Or he's okay with anti-Semitism. It's not going to change anything.
What about if you twisted the perspective a little bit and he's pro-black, pro-Kanye? If you, the different angles... A black man is being attacked.
Sure.
And think about who said Grand Poobah. I mean, listen, you ever heard the song Wake Up? Like, it's about the white devil.
Facts.
So, yeah, we love the rhymes and the beats, but some of the message of Brand Nubian, especially back in those days, was heavy based in 5% culture, Malcolm X, Farrakhan, Elijah Muhammad, Father Allah from the 5%. You know what I'm saying? It's all mixed
All things that hovered right around anti-Semitic tropes regularly. Right?
But a black icon is being attacked.
Sure.
Why do you have to jump in? What does it have to do with you? Why do you feel the need to jump in?
When I'm reading things about how Jewish hate crimes are up 500%, and I'm seeing the tenor of conversation on my social media in a different sort of stratosphere of anti-Semitism than ever before, and I'm really feeling like the hate coming harder, it makes me, for good or bad, go, I can't just like let this go. I can't just let him say, hey, I'm good with anti-Semitism. Just so you know, you have people who follow you who that hurts.
Maybe he's not just saying, I'm good with anti-Semitism. Maybe that's 1/8.
Right, right. He's also saying, I'm pro-black. In this case, though, pro-black potentially at the cost of the feelings of your people.
But there's no way.
And by the way, can I just throw in one little piece? It's also hard. It's really hard for me. And I know you're presenting an interesting and compelling argument. It's also really hard for me to have anyone defend Kanye under the guise, and I discussed this with Shani today, under the guise of being pro-black when the agenda that he's espousing is completely anti-black also. Like, so that's hard. So it's literally just the skin color of the person saying the words? That's what it feels like, because he's not saying things that are pro-black at all. At all. He said last week, or a week and a half ago, he goes, there's basically no group of people currently more under pressure and whatever than the white heterosexual male. Like, he's saying crazy, untrue things related not just to Jewish issues, but to black issues. So I guess that part's hard for me too. So what are you hanging on to, Poobah? I know people much closer to Kanye than Grand Poobah who are done. maybe not forever, but checked out. I'm disgusted. I'm good.
All this is very macro. Micro. You're fine with giving up a relationship with Grand Poobah, one of your, maybe not your favorite artist, but an artist you look up to in this hip-hop game. You're fine giving up that relationship because he put up a picture of Kanye.
Well, I don't have a relationship with him to start out with. So that makes it easier. You know, Jamar is a little bit more interesting because we have some relationship, so we talked. But, like, I don't know Poobah. All I know is I tried to get Poobah on One Ep recently. He passed. And that's all I communicate. I don't know him. And it's funny, too, because I thought he was... He seemed like, the least likely to be anti-Semitic at the time, back then. Now, if you want to go in order, I believe Sadat is actually the most chill member of Brand Nubian. But yeah, I didn't have a relationship with him. I mean, was he that mad that I had said on Vol?
No. Everything that was said, I said it.
Yeah, I don't, why couldn't we? It's not like I'm saying, like, if I'd written go fuck yourself, you know.
Unfollow is go fuck yourself.
You say that, but it's not. The language makes a big difference.
No, I think in the social media world, if you say the words unfollow, you could have just unfollowed.
But if someone said unfollow to me based on an opinion I have, I'd be tight, but I wouldn't be as tight as them saying go fuck yourself or suck my dick.
I know a lot of situations where it's the same thing.
But you're saying specifically, when you write unfollow, you're saying I'm disgusted by what this post is.
So write that.
You're not saying go fuck yourself. I'm just saying the idea that it would...
You could say...
By the way, no. Let me just be clear. If you couldn't recover a relationship from unfollow, you're a bitch. Like, if unfollow is too much for someone to make up with someone after that...
Bro, you can make up from anything. That's not the case. Anything could be a makeup depending on who's dealing with it, who wants to make up.
Yeah, and I have no idea what Poobah is like as a guy or if he even cares.
Right,
so,
but
who knows?
Unfollow in this instance is from a Jewish guy about you thinking he's supporting Kanye's anti-Semitism. It is a go fuck yourself.
It's not as big a go fuck yourself as co-signing Kanye West. Yo, when you say I'm going to support someone right now who is showing a disdain for or being nasty to the group of people that you're a part of. Who's being attacked because he's doing that. You can't reverse the order.
But people do, though.
I got to tell you, I am at the point now, a few weeks into this, where I am like, I'm no Dr. King, okay? God is still working on me. I am over-explaining to people, like, basic bigotry. Like, no, that's... Okay, you have a problem with power structures in Hollywood. That's fine. That's one thing. Oh, you have a problem with Israel and the way that they treat Palestinians. Okay. Don't heap all of that into just Jews. Like, this should not be hard. You know what I mean? Like, if any white person around me said, oh, I had this interaction at work with this black person, I could say, I'm done with black people. I'd go, okay, we're not friends anymore. You are a psychopath racist. Goodbye. So why is it acceptable we're giving a pass to people that they're allowed to be, you know, they got a problem with Jews in Hollywood, so fuck Jews. Like, you're not even in Hollywood. You don't even know. And the frustrating part about Ye is, that's what I mean, though. But I'm talking about the fans. Like, Shani the other day talked about how, like, this conversation, yeah, it's not, he may have not said it in an ideal way, but it's good to have the conversation. It's important to people. I said, his original conversation doesn't have anything to do with regular people. It was billionaire talk. And furthermore, totally asked backwards, if he really felt the way he later said he did of, like, I'm jealous of Jewish people. They do such a great job with this and that. Bro, Kanye's so powerful, he could have literally sat down at the table with the most powerful Jews in the industry and said, can we work on some things? He could have gone that route.
Right. That's a good point.
You think he couldn't get a meeting with the highest ranking people in the business? I think he could have.
That's a very interesting point. Kanye West, as powerful he is, it's not even powerful. He's influential.
Influential. That's a great way to
put it. Influential. Very influential guy. Has some questions about the Jews running the media and the music industry and whatever else, could have put together a Jew treat, some kind of retreat with some of the most powerful Jews in the industry. That would be interesting. Now, would they be honest in that kind of meeting? Could they really say what it is they do or not do, or, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Would you get real questions from Kanye? I don't know. I mean,
no, but see, if the scenario is if Kanye is of sound mind,
well, it depends.
And
who you
maybe
ask.
Not Kanye. Whoever else, Jay-Z, if he organized this,
if you were to ask Lord Jamar or someone who thinks similarly, they would probably say no, because these people, they're not going to ever do that because they're evil,
right?
You know, and
right.
they're this is their plan,
right?
Whereas, like, you know. Bro, there are people.
What's a cabal?
Cabal, I see it as like a secret group.
Okay.
But look it up. I don't. How do you even spell cabal?
Bro, you're asking me? Yeah. Ask me how to spell chicharrones. I got you.
Really?
Actually, I don't know how to spell that either.
I was about to say, you do?
I don't know how to spell
cabal. No. How do you?
I can spell yellow rice.
You can spell, yeah, they can do that. I don't know how to... Anyone know how to spell that?
I mean, there's a K in there. I know that.
My Jew lawyer's calling. Hold on. Let's put him on real quick because he can answer the question, I think.
If I'm not on, what I wanted to talk to you about was just, you know, how it's going with me rigging the Brazilian election today. And
you love your... You love this joke about you rigging the Brazilian election. I don't even quite get it. Is that supposed to say
No, I am rigging.
That Jew, but is the play on the joke that like Jews would be rigging the Brazilian election?
I mean, yeah, we do everything, dude.
Right. Is it all
elections, or is there something specific about Brazil that you guys are a part of?
Well, no, they just had an election, right? So
saying the Jews are probably involved.
That's the one that
involved.
I happen to be in. Right. I'm involved with this one right now. You know, I got to look at the election calendar.
Well, and also, by the way. But that's a good one to be involved in because it involves like a right winger in Bolsonaro. So you need to.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it involves some big old butts.
I'm pulling the strings on both sides.
Oh, God. You're like the Chinese government, you're saying.
Now, hold on. If anyone else was making these jokes, you would then get upset.
Correct.
So you can make your own
jokes. Not anyone.
Well, No. Well, first off, it's not a joke. No, it is a joke, obviously. Second off, if they were making it in this facetious way, no, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like,
Billy, look up facetious.
Nick, how do you
say?
He said, Billy, look up facetious. Nick, how do you spell cabal?
C-A-B-L. Do you know what the origin of the word is from?
No.
No, please.
Kabbalah.
The Hebrew word.
Which is the Jewish... book of mysticism and sorcery and things like that.
It's C-A-B-A-L, right?
What did I say?
You said C-A-B-L.
You know what he meant.
Oh, no, yeah, there's an A.
C-A-B-A-L, a secret political clique or faction.
Oh.
Correct. Cabals galore.
And by the way, Nick's calling me back, I imagine, because of what I called him about, that Syph and I have been so deep in the shit on this stuff on the Patreon that I didn't even get to mention how happy I am today that the word on the street is that the Washington Commanders are looking to sell.
I heard that.
I actually can't even believe it, like that it's real. I just went to ESPN and it's the big breaking thing. Syph, you care nothing about sports.
But why are you happy that they'd be selling?
Because you don't remember from our time doing the show, like the owner's terrible. Dan Snyder. There you go.
Dan Snyder, that's my friend.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you, like, go on his plane or something?
We hang out, and I saw his plane next to Dave's plane. We hang out in Aspen together.
When you say that you were hanging out in Aspen with Dan Snyder, you know who it sounds like is in a cable or a cabal?
Yeah, Syph Sound. Exactly.
Look at yourself first.
Syph, you're in a cabal. That is a fact. Nick,
There's a lot of candles in that room.
Can I just tell you one thing?
It wouldn't be a phone call with Nick if his Bluetooth didn't change in the middle. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to make sure it didn't change. Did you see, like, on Instagram when I put up the stonemasons thing from The Simpsons, the who keeps the metric system down, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
I said, see, The Simpsons predicted something else. Kanye only... He's saying it now. right? A dude DM'd me, and he goes, does that mean that you're confirming what Kanye thinks?
Listen, people are very, very dumb.
Like, I'm like, no, it's the Simpsons. It was a joke about the Freemasons. Oh, okay, guys.
But that's the thing. Why even that's why this whole conversation vis
social
media.
That's why maybe we shouldn't make said jokes. We should just scratch them from the podcast.
Well said. Oh, wait, hold on. Right. Hold on. Here comes the Jew media.
Nick, it's time to go. You must hang up the phone, Jew.
Was that Moses?
All right, goodbye.
This is getting into all the stuff we've covered in the last couple of episodes. Going back, go back micro. So, again, what is your point? You want to tell Pooh Bah you disagree?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, if you want to keep breaking it down further, you're expressing that it hurts you. What you saw hurt you. That's what unfollow essentially is expressing. I am hurt to see that you support, at this moment, you think it's the time to support Kanye. That hurts me. Unfollow. I didn't write publicly, hey, you hurt my feelings.
See, that's what I'm saying. It hurts you. I have trouble with getting hurt by the actions of people, other people. You know what I mean? Like, this is between you and me, Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg. I'm trying to figure out the differences between you and me. I don't ever get hurt by stuff like that. You know what I mean? It doesn't affect me. And it seems to affect you a lot. And I feel my way is right because I don't get hurt. I want to help you. But maybe I'm so nullified.
Nullified.
Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense here.
I saw it in Daryl Brooks' trial.
And you're so numb? Yeah, I mean...
Nummified. Sorry. I'm being facetious.
I can't be that way. That's not in my DNA.
But it hurts you. Some other guy's opinion. That has nothing to do with you. It has to do with you because you're Jewish. If you weren't Jewish, would it hurt?
Absolutely.
It hurts more because you're Jewish.
I see what you're doing, but you're also like ignoring some basic human emotion. Like, how closely related I still am to people who were killed in the Holocaust creates a lot of sensitivity. There's no way around it. I can never. The whole thing that's really the reason this is such a big deal to people, or to Jewish people, I should say, is because we are so closely removed from the Holocaust and the things that Kanye were saying. Not to say that there was zero truth to anything he's saying, but the way he framed it reminds you of the Holocaust.
First of all, I hope, in true sincerity between you and I and the people listening, I hope I don't sound insensitive towards that.
No. Or like, I don't get the sense you're actually defending anything that was said.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm 100. I agree with you that it should hurt in a way, but personally, like, because you do this when it's not related to Jewish stuff. You do this when people say remarks about whatever, anything. So in this instant, it's actually backed up by your family history and world history and fucking, you know, modern day politics and racism, all that shit. But you do this when somebody talks bad about Pro Era. You know what I mean? Like, Pro Era is the worst rap group ever. And you're like, unfollow.
That's true.
How do things affect you so much? And why don't they affect? If Kanye was like, I hate every Puerto Rican on the planet and I want to burn down Puerto Rico, Humble Park in Chicago, the Bronx, and Orlando, I'd be like, Kanye's wildin'.
But to be totally fair, your relationship with being Puerto Rican is different than mine with being Jewish.
What close relationship do I have? And use that as an example.
Something else? If it was about hip-hop or comedy.
Yeah, so what? So people talk bad about Dave Chappelle all the time.
Right.
That's their opinion. I know they're wrong about a lot of things. I'm also way too inside. because I know how he is as a human being.
Wait, you know Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, he's a DJ for Lil' Kim.
Wow.
So if Grand Poobah or whoever, if some rapper went on and said Dave Chappelle is a transphobic, racist piece of shit. I mean, there's nothing that compares to the Holocaust. You know what I mean? But
right.
Whatever. Like, yeah, I just don't let those people's words affect me. There's a guy, he wrote, there's a guy on my comments when I put up the Kanye shit. And all my Kanye posts are like partially comedic writing. Like, I'm trying to get better at writing. And I've been getting praise from some comedic people that I really respect. So my job is, I'm doing good with what I wanted to do, my goal. But then it's getting these comments. Some people are like, you backstabber piece of shit. We gonna fuck you up. You leaving Kanye out there to dry. And I just wrote back, I love you. Like, just whatever. And then he also, another guy goes, it might have been the same guy. He goes, yo, you letting them talk shit about Kanye. You don't give a fuck about black people. I'm telling you, we're not gonna let him fall. And then I just commented back the first verse of All Falls Down, Kanye West.
Right.
But I'm always going for the joke. Always.
But we there with Jewish stuff, man, and I think with black people and black stuff, oftentimes, it feels too life or death at times to laugh at. Like, it just does. And like, if I came from a different situation, you know, like Natalie's not a child of the Holocaust in any way. Her parents are from a different part of the world. They were already in Israel. They went to Israel in the 50s. But prior to that, the families were in Tunisia and Iraq. So like, it's a different relationship than mine, where my great aunt and great uncle were killed. My grandparents were separated for 7 years. My mom was born in a displaced persons camp. It's all so, it informs so much of the way I see the world that yes, I'm down for jokes about funny anti-Semitic shit. Of course, privately I am. Dude, you know, me and you make jokes all the time, right? Like, it's not even a thing. I'm not a fucking sensitive little ninny about it. You know what I mean? I'm down to laugh at it all. But when push comes to shove and it's serious and you're talking about these big, broad tropes that remind me of that stuff, mm-hmm. It's in my DNA to fight that. And I feel obligated to, based on the things that my family, my grandparents, what they went through, I knew them. I can't not represent for what their experience was.
That being said, all honorable statements that you're making. Now, the point you made about Kanye gathering the most powerful Jews and having a discussion, why not you have a discussion with Poobah instead of just lashing out with unfollow?
Well, I did have one with Jamar because I don't know Poobah like that. So I did end up having the conversation with Jamar. I wouldn't be opposed to that. I'm always up to conversation. The problem is it's where the conversation goes. Trying to find that middle ground is hard because there are some basic... I mean, listen, Saif, let's be real, okay? Growing up a rap fan in the 80s and 90s.
Wait a minute, we're going to go real?
Very real. Growing up as a rap fan in the late 80s and 90s, I already turned a blind eye to a lot of things that sounded iffy, okay? Any Jew out there listening knows when you grew up in the 80s and 90s, there were a lot of lines that you were like, okay. Oh, wow, y'all idolize this person? He doesn't seem to like Jews that much. Okay, but not a big deal. No problem, I still love this. There's a lot of ignoring that happens. So then when the person outright is like, nah, fuck the Jews, you're like, okay, I got to draw a fucking line somewhere here, all right? And especially Kanye, he's such a dick because he has so many relationships with Jews. Like, it's so fucking absurd. You know, we had Kevin Lyles on the show yesterday to promote something he's doing. I was like, oh, Kevin Lyles, you're one of the black executives that Kanye forgot existed somehow, even though you were the president of his label when he was there. You know, like the Def Jam structure is very funny because it was completely run by Russell, who had the Jews under him and empowered Jews and black people to run his company. And that's and I'm sorry, what label did Kanye first end up on?
Def Jam?
Rockefeller and Def Jam. Rockefeller's owned by who?
Def Jam? Jay-Z? Universal? What do you have? What business structure are you
asking about? Yeah, that's a great point. So you're under your first label was Rockefeller, Jay-Z, yeah. Dame Dash, Biggs, primary owners. That's it.
Right. Yes.
They are an imprint of Def Jam. Russell Simmons. Okay, yes, under that, then you're getting Universal distribution at the time or whatever. But the point is your career wasn't being dictated at all time by Jews. It's not even true of your life. It's not even fucking true of your life that the Jews ran everything in your life.
Yes, but now you're getting into Kanye West's mental stability and all of, yeah, that, this is a conversation.
You're right. Sorry. Let's keep it on.
You're 100% right, but we've had this conversation.
No. This is about Poobah and Jamar.
It's more about like, okay, here's the ultimate point. As I'm having the argument, I go, oh, this argument is going to go nowhere because we don't agree. I don't want to fight with these guys. I said, nah, I see your point. I'm going to see y'all later. Love y'all. Peace to the gods. You know what I mean? Because when he said the shit about, nah, Dave Chappelle ain't no medical doctor, I said, oh, he's not going to change. This conversation is not going to mean anything. My point was, hey, man, again, many arguments I've had with people is Rosenberg said some wild shit, and they asked me about it, you know. So
you're used to that at this point.
There was a point where I go, this argument is going to go nowhere, could turn into either a fist fight, creating enemies, more long-term problems. I didn't want it. I don't want it. So I just said, nah, okay, I see your point, and let it go. Now, I don't have the argumentative tenacity that you have. And I'm wondering, I think my way is right. You think your way is right. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, is there such a thing as right?
Ooh.
Is there such a thing as right? You know, I never agreed with everything Poobah and Brand Nubian said back then.
Right. There's some stuff you left out. You said, I'm good on that part.
But that music of my high school life led me down a path to create who I feel I have a solid foundation in the things I love, which is seeking knowledge and learning about different cultures and learning about the world and all that shit. So
love that shit.
All that shit. But it's who I am. It's I love seeking knowledge. I love reading. I love learning about different cultures. My crowd work in a comedy show is so good because I say niche shit to people from wherever they're from. Somebody goes, oh, I'm Assyrian. Now, my boy Will Sylvans just hears Syrian, which I don't even know if he knows what that is. But when someone says to me, I'm Assyrian, I go, oh, you're a Catholic Iraqi. And they go, what? How do you know that? No one here in America knows that, or like very few people. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
And I say, because I'm good at my job. You know what I mean? So if someone says they're from Turkey, I can make it a Turkish joke. Or fucking when they say they're Albanian, I go, oh, the bad guys from Taken 3. People are like, what? That's the bad guys from Taken 2, I mean. So like, but that all comes from years of just, I love culture. I grew up with Albanians. I grew up with Trinidadians, Guyanese, Bengali, Puerto Rican, Dominican. All my Puerto Rican, Dominican jokes come from actual war we used to be in. But now the war's over, and it's funny to bring it up to people my age that they didn't wear socks. It's a funny thing. So that's where it helps me in my career. But it comes from me seeking knowledge and learning about people all the time, being very inquisitive.
And also, but there's another part we're leaving out here, that the start of this is all different too, because it's not even about like relation, you know, conversations like you're describing. It's about like really broad, serious political conversations. Like, meaning this all starts with Kanye. Kanye wasn't just saying this in a vacuum in a private conversation. He has political aspirations. He endorses Donald Trump. He endorses all of these things. He felt the need to tell the world that George Floyd wasn't killed by the police. He has a very specific intent that's kind of serious in nature, which makes it all very different. And
but that's, you're saying in a political aspect.
Yeah, the fact, I'm just saying
it's different. But I am not in politics at all. No,
but you, exactly. You're someone who loves culture.
You're saying my love of culture should I also love politics? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying your love of culture allows you to actually have sincere, good, fun, funny interactions with all groups.
Where a lot of people don't.
Yeah, Kanye's not actually interested in culture.
He's saying dangerous things.
He's just saying dangerous things about a group that he's... Sometimes, like Ebro's been saying, sometimes people just want an excuse to say mean shit. Like, they just want to be a fucking dick. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you just want to be... Come on, man. Are there shitty Jews in the entertainment industry? Sure there are.
They're shitty everything.
Everyone has shitty people in their group. So, like, the fact that we need to keep re-explaining why we don't like all being tossed and say, yo, did you see yesterday we were talking to Math Hoffa, who was great, by the way? But even Math at the beginning, he didn't have any understanding of why I would feel any way about, like, the seemingly, quote, positive stereotypes about Jews.
Right.
Like, y'all got money. Y'all got this. Y'all got that. I'm like, yeah, we still don't like people saying that. It's still like no one wants to be grouped in with the whole thing that's not true. It's just not true.
But see, now that goes deeper into like, oh, people think, oh, Jews, they rich, they got money. Some people might just stop right there. Oh, there's a reason why Jews have money. So then, you know that that comes from because Jews are controlling the banks and the money system.
Which again, you go all the way back now to the Jay Electronica shit. The reason I got tight about that and people had this plausible deniability of, oh, what are you even upset about? You're talking about the Rothschilds and synagogue of Satan. And I'm crazy for being like, this all feels anti-Semitic. People thought I was fucking nuts. You're bringing up the Rothschilds and banking. Like, you're...
They did do that stuff though, right?
There are Jews involved in that. Sure, I guess it's not a part of my life. Like, it's not
okay. That's my point. It's not a part of your life. But then you get upset when someone says something.
Because when people said those things about these other broad people, the banks, the journalists, blah blah blah, my family's the one who got killed because of it.
Ah.
It started out as conversation about the banks and about the blah, blah. Before you know it, people are fucking trains.
So in the fucking 30s.
It was all this shit. Oh, yo, you know what it is? It's the bankers. It's the fucking media. And after 10, 15 years, now it sounds a little more normal. I'm used to people saying they hate the Jews. Who doesn't hate the Jews?
I don't hate the Jews.
No, you love the Jews. You're in comedy. You decided. But that's the thing. That's interesting, too. Like, you're aware of it. You chose the way I chose to be in hip hop. Do I always think I get a fair shake at everything in hip hop? No, I don't. But I don't complain about it because I'm volunteering to make my living here. If you decide to go be a part of Hollywood, you are making a decision to be in a world that Jews were the first ones in. No one's putting a gun to your head and saying Hollywood's the only place to go. Last time I checked, there are a lot of artists who did, like everyone says, oh, and the Jews hoard all the money and no one else makes any money. I don't know, man. I look at that billionaire list and I see a lot of names popping up of people who did really well in the music industry of all backgrounds. It's not just Jews who do well. Jay-Z does quite well. Russell Simmons does well. L.A. Reid does well. Dr. Dre, he did pretty good. Rihanna, she's a billionaire. Beyonce, there are a lot of people that are doing quite well. Top Dog, he's doing good. Kendrick. Dave Free, I go chapter and verse endlessly about people whose lives are fucking great from the music industry. They didn't get robbed of every penny.
Listen, I'm down for conspiracies and world domination and new world order, all that shit. I'm down for all of it. But also, I look at things like, yeah, a lot of lawyers are Jewish. Mm-hmm. A lot of Jewish people are in the industry that I happen to work in. But I just look at it like, somewhere along the line, these people decided to work in this industry. I don't get mad at the Chinese food restaurant owners. Like, why all these Chinese people run these Chinese restaurants? You know what I mean? Like, I don't look, I like, yeah, certain people, why a lot of Irish people cops? Well, I can break it down why. Why are a lot of black people basketball players? Well, I can break it down why. You know what I mean? So it's like every group, everything has a group. Why are there a lot of Bengali cab drivers?
Because you're reasonable. So you want to find out the explanation as
and
to
I,
why.
And I look into those things.
Whereas other people just want to go, they really think there's like an, if to me, what it feels like is on some level, people believe it's in our religion to be bad, to be nefarious, to be evil. It's in there. And I'm just like, yo, man, it's so wild because don't get me wrong. There are Jews in this world, and come on, guys, be realistic. Everyone talks shit about their own group at home.
I don't like your chain outside your shirt. It's been bothering me for a while.
I talk a lot of shit about Jews at home in the privacy of my own home, right? Of course we do. We all do shit like that.
Yeah.
But also, to be honest with you, like 90% of the Jews in my life, and there are a lot of Jews in my life, are fucking wonderful people. Like really the salt of the earth. They're on the right side of the issues. They care about other people. They fucking, you know, they have Black Lives Matter signs on their lawn. They vote for politicians who may not even be good for their own financial interests, but are good for the financial interests of others. Like so that's the thing that really stings too, is like, not only are you saying that this exists, and maybe it does on some level, but by tying us all up into it, you're really shitting on the much bigger. If there is some cabal, some evil Jewish media cabal, is that the biggest percentage of Jews? How many people will be a part of that? 20? There are 20 million of us.
I'm going to say there's definitely secret groups within the Jewish whatever. You know how I know that? Because there's secret groups of every type of people.
That part no one wants is talking about.
Okay, here's the real fucking shit. Math Hoffa had a shakeup on his show. He fired some people that were on his show. And one of the things he said to them was, he walked into the barbershop where they shoot the show and he said, "Hey, when y'all gonna let me into the other group chat?"
That was a great line.
Bro, that was so poignant. Like, you know there's another group chat.
Yep.
Where you have to name the group chat in your phone to make sure you don't text the wrong people.
That's exactly right.
Here's what it boils down to. Because Juan Epp, the last 2-3 weeks have become way too political and world fucking situations. What it comes down to is Peter Rosenberg hates rappers from Westchester. That's what we have learned. If you come from New Rochelle, if you come from Mount Vernon, you're going to get slapperized by Peter Rosenberg. Lox, you next. Yonkers, you about to get it.
By the way, and I just recently reached out to try to get Eddie F on Juan Epp. You may not want to show up, my guy.
Yo, listen, anybody from Scarsdale, Ardsley.
DJ Juanito, you're next.
Juanito about to get it. Dominican Drew, you did your time in Westchester. You about to get it.
No wonder you hate me so much.
Oh, yeah.
You from New Rome.
I'm from Eastchester.
New Rome. Wow. Billy Jean. Now, by the way, Billy Jean.
That's pretty bad because I'm Jewish, too.
Why are you yelling?
By the way, Billy Jean just jumped on. I have to tell you, before we wrap here, I got to go. Billy Jean got his beard. He shaved. He went completely clean shaven. Sife, I'm being serious. This was the best decision of Billy's life.
I disagree.
You think he's better with the beard?
I think he looks like a deformed Woody Allen.
I hate it. I just needed to give my face a breath.
I think it's much better. Well, no, I'm not saying you couldn't pull off a good beard, but I think when you let it get too big and out of control, it makes you look like a fucking mess.
I agree.
It takes like. Listen, it took me a very long time to get a good lineup.
I was in a good groove, but then I got lazy again.
Bro, where do you get your haircut?
Billy?
No, you, Peter Rosenberg.
Some spot up here. Listen, that
one day, when we start doing one up in the studio, we're together. I'm either going to bring Dee Dee the Barber down to the studio or we're going to drive out to Brooklyn. Because your lineup is great, but you got a couple spots. You got to fill that in.
My guy's doing all you can do to fill in the spots.
Your guy sucks, okay? Dee Dee got the airbrush, the fucking...
What's the
little spots. You're going to put a little spray in there. You're going to Steve Harvey that shit up.
Won't that come out when I shower?
It lasts for a while.
Okay, we'll deal with that. Anyways, Billy Gino, I thought you looked good, okay? It was a compliment, so I thought it looked nice.
Hey, man, this has been a great conversation. We learned nothing.
We've said it all. All has been said.
Honestly, this is it. We're No more.
No more without, like, unless something else really of note happens, no more. I want to talk about rap next time. We got to talk about Takeoff in the next free episode. We'll do that. So rest in peace, Takeoff. We appreciate you guys for listening. Do me a favor. Go fuck yourself.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
Don't unfollow. Subscribe.
Listen, we're getting our shit together, but we need a little more help. Anybody out there, Juan Epp fans that know how to rock the social media, who knows how to post, edit, shoot, help out. Guess what? You don't even have to be local. We'll send you the shit over the internets.
Ooh.
We need some help. Anybody who's a fan that wants to be like, hey, how can I help my guys?
How can I be down?
How get some free shit in return, baby? Okay, help us out. Hit us at, Billy, what's the email?
WanEppIsLife@gmail.com.
WanEppIsLife.
He's good.
@gmail.com. We got a whole situation going on with the email. So if you're a fan of WanEppIsLife, aka Juan Epstein, the first hip hop podcast ever, hit us up, man. If you got some skills, and even if you don't, if you're willing to learn, come on down with us. We need some fresh blood. I don't want to say intern, but you know what it is. You're going to wait in the car a little bit. Holler at us. We need you. And it's going to be worth it. You're going to hang around big stars. Like, who are we friends with? Who could we hang around?
Maino?
You're going to hang around Maino from years ago. Sign up, man. WanEppIsLife@gmail.com. We need some help. If you're good with the little edits.
All right, shut up. Enough. It's over.
Just hit us up.
Goodbye.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.